Kansas farmers understand better than most how the grain they grow connects to tables around the world. That perspective was front and center when Gary Miller-Shosky, a producer from Lakin, Kansas, and U.S. Wheat Associates vice chairman, joined a recent supervisory mission to Mexico. Miller-Shosky's involvement underscores the direct link between Kansas hard red winter wheat and the demand from Mexican mills and bakeries. His presence in conversations with millers highlighted the responsibility Kansas farmers carry to grow high-quality wheat that not only feeds local communities but also sustains key export partners like Mexico. Mexico is consistently the largest buyer of U.S. wheat, importing an average of 3.56 million metric tons each year, based on the five-year average. As of August 28, 2025, sales this marketing year are up 24% from last year at this time. From sprawling Mexico City to dynamic Guadalajara, Spear, along with Gary Miller-Shosky, U.S. Wheat Vice Chairman and Farmer from Kansas, and Brian Liddell, U.S. Wheat Vice President of Overseas Operations, visited mills, bakeries, and transportation facilities in late August. Together, the trio met with owners and decision makers from mills that represented more than 80% of Mexico's total milling capacity. At every step, the team heard about the importance of U.S. wheat to their businesses. Spear emphasized Mexican customers know that the quality they need starts with the work of farmers like Miller-Shosky, who echoed the positive sentiment for U.S. wheat like the U.S. hard red winter wheat he grows on his farm, noting it was repeated everywhere we went. The Mexican milling market is both sophisticated and large, as U.S. wheat leaders observed. Spear noted the mills are as state-of-the-art as those in other top U.S. wheat importing countries. Liddell emphasized investments in transportation efficiencies to keep U.S. wheat flowing to Mexico efficiently and cost-effectively. Even the local bakeries are focused on how to keep their products top-notch. One of the bakeries the trio visited employs a highly skilled artisan baker that could individually produce as many as 7,000 bread units per day. Just down the street from a training center, bakery owners and staff contacted U.S. Wheat for advice on how to adjust production of their bolillo bread, a bread roll traditionally used for making sandwiches in Mexico. After working with the bakery and making some light changes to their formulation and processes, product quality and sales improved. It was hard for the trio to really get a good look at the loaves as they were flying off the shelf from regular shoppers. The cornerstone of this partnership with Mexico is trust, built on years of dedicated collaboration between U.S. wheat farmers, U.S. wheat staff, and Mexican millers and bakers. At each meeting, the leaders observed that these strong relationships are not just transactional but personal. While the Mexican market is sensitive about sharing information, U.S. Wheat has kept an open working relationship by providing transparent information on each year's crop and individualized technical support. As a result, U.S. Wheat is seen as a trusted collaborator. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.